So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, nitmu shireha, nisafu shireha, avdu shireha. If between Kemitza and Haktara, the remainder of the Mincha became Tamei, or was burned, or lost, there's a Machlaikis. Kemidas Rebbe Eliezer Kasheira, or Kemidas Rebbe Yeshua Psula. According to Rebbe Eliezer's opinion elsewhere, the Mincha is Kasher, while according to Rebbe Yeshua's opinion there, the Mincha is Pasul, as Rashi explains. Rebbe Eliezer holds elsewhere, Yesh Dam Afapishem Basar. In Zvachim, only Dam is required during Zrika, and even if all the Basar was lost before Zrika, the Zrika can be performed and Kapara is accomplished. Accordingly, in the case of a mincha, avdu shireha kshera. In a mincha, only the kaimitz is required during haktara. And even if all the shirayim was lost before haktara's haklaimitz, the kaimitz can be burned and the mincha is kasha. While Rebbe Yeshua holds, im ein basar ein dam. In zvachim, both dam and basar are required during zrika, and if all the basar was lost before zrika, the zrika cannot be performed and kapara is not accomplished. Accordingly, avdu shireha psula. In the mincha, both the kaimitz and the shirayim are required during haktara, and if all the shirayim was lost before haktara's hakaimitz, the haktara cannot be performed and the mincha is pasul. And the Gemara goes on to elaborate on the sources for Bishua's opinion regarding zvachim. Zok the Mishnah, shaloi b'kli shareis pasul, v'reb shimon makshir. If after kemitza the kain did not put the kaimitz into a consecrated vessel, but rather carried the kaimitz by hand and threw it onto the mizbeach, there's a machlekes. The chacham hold the mincha is pasul. Or Reb Shimon holds the mincha is kasher. The Acham holds shleibik klishar is possible because, as Rashi Masechta Zvachim explains, shamanachas hukshul zvachim litin arba avoidus. The four avoidus of the mincha correspond to the four avoidus of zvachim, and therefore they must be done in the same manner as the avoidus adam of a carbon behema. Kemitza, in manachas, the kain separates the kaimitz from the mincha to extract the kaimitz to be burned on the mizbeach, which is the equivalent of shechita of a behema to extract the dam for zrika al mizbeach. Kiddush b'klisharis. Following kemitza, the kohen puts the kaimitz into a consecrated vessel. As in zvachim, following shechita, the kohen does kabbalas adam, he receives the dam in the klisharis. Hayilocha b'kli. The kohen then carries the kaimitz to the mizbech in the klisharis. As in zvachim, the kohen carries the dam to the mizbech in the klisharis. Haktara mikli. The kohen throws the kaimitz from the kli onto the fire on the mizbech. As in zvachim, the kohen throws the dam from the kli onto the mizbech. Well, Reb Shimon Machshir Shalei B'Kli Sharis. And the Gemara offers a three-way machlekes in Reb Shimon's opinion based on whether Boima and Kli, the kaimitz must be put into a Kli Sharis, and whether Boi Yad Yamin, the Avodah needs to be done with his right hand. Reb Yehuda B'Rid Reb Chiya says, L'Reb Shimon Loi Boima and Kli, U Boi Yad Yamin. The kaimitz does not need to be put into a Kli Sharis, and he may do Halacha B'Aktara without a Kli, but only with his right hand, and not with his left hand. Because the pasuk states, "Kodesh Kodeshim he kechatas v'cha ashem." A mincha is compared to both a chatas and an ashem as follows: Bala evdebiyad evdebiyamin kechatas. The kohen can either perform the avodas mincha with his hand, without a kli, but only with his right hand, as in the chatas in which the kohen uses his right finger to apply the blood to the four corners of the mizbech, or bekli evdebismel kashem. The kohen can perform avodas mincha with a kli, and it can be held in either hand. As in an ashem in which the kohen holds the kli in either hand and throws the blood onto the side of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yannai says, L'Reb Shimon loy boy matan kli, v'loy boy yad yamin. The kohenitz does not need to be put into kli sharis, and he may do halacha v'aktara with his hand, even with his left hand, as he says. Kivin shekamsim kli sharis maleu maktiroi, afilu b'em yonai, v'afilu makida shel cheres. After kemitza, he carries the kohenitz of the mizbeach, even in his belt or in an earthenware cup, and he certainly can do so with his left hand. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, L'Reb Shimon boi matan kli, v'loi boi yad yamin. The kaimitz must first be put into a kli sharis, as he says, Hakol moed m'kaimitz shatoan kiddush. All agree that the kaimitz must be put into a kli sharis. But after that, the halacha b'aktara can be done even with the left hand. I think Gemara brings proof to Rabbi Yehuda B'Rid B'Chiya from the following braisa. Kaimitz b'minai b'nasim m'smaila. The kain did the kaimitzah with his right hand, but then placed the kaimitz in his left hand. Rabbi Elazar of Reb Shimon says, Yachzir liyamina. The kaimitz remains kosher, and the kohen puts the kaimitz back into his right hand and completes the remaining avodas. While the chacham hold, kimish nasa lismal, pas lasa mat nasa. The left hand causes the kaimitz to become pasul, because since the kiddush b'kli of the kaimitz corresponds to kabbalas hadam, it must be put directly from the kohen's right hand into the kli without any hafsik, without a break in between. And if there was a hafsik, it becomes pasul, as the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim rules. Dam shenishbach mitzaver behema ala ritzba v'asvay pasul. If after the carbon was shechted, its blood poured out onto the ground, and then the kohen performs kabbalas adam by gathering the blood from the ground into a kli sharis, the dam is disqualified for zrika because there was a hafsik. The Brice implies, however, that according to Reb Shimon, the Kemetz does not become possible because of Nishbach, apparently because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Berid Reb Chiya, that Lei Boi Matan Kli, Kiddush Kli is not required. And this Brice refutes Reb Nachman, who said according to Reb Shimon, Boi Matan Kli, indeed, Tiyufta Reb Nachman Tiyufta. And the Brice also implies that according to Reb Shimon, Boi Yad Yemin, as he says, Yachzuli Yeminai. But even so, this does not refute Reb Yana, who says Lei Boi Yad Yemin, because he concurs with another brisa that states Hakoymitz Vaktoris Valavoyna Shehelan Bein Biyad Bein Mekli Bein Bimin Bein Bismail Ksherin. The Mishnah continues: Hikter Koymitz Pamayim Kshera. If the Kohen burned the Koymitz in two parts, the Menchas Kasher. And the Gemara cites a Machlekes. Pshuman Levi says Pamayim Bleib Pamay Pamayim. The Koymitz can be burned in two parts, but not more. And if the Kemetz was burned in three or more parts, the Mincha is possible because he holds in Kemetz Paches Mishnei Zesim. The Kemetz must contain a minimum of two Kizesim. And the Mishnah therefore specifically states only Pamayim Kasher, but not more, because in Haktar Pechusim Kizayis. The Shir Haktara must be the minimum of one Kizayis, and in two parts, each Haktar has one Kizayis. However, Pamayim possible because in three parts, each Haktar contains less than the Kizayis. While Rabbi Yechanan says Pamayim, Bafel Pamay Pamayim. Even if the Kemetz was burned in three or more parts, the Mincha is kosher because he holds Yesh Kemetz Paches Mishnei Zesim. The Kemetz can contain even less than two Kizesim. And the Mishnah rules Pamayim kosher because Yesh Haktar Pachusim Mikizayis. The Shir Haktar is even less than one Kizayis. And in the Kemetz divide in two, each part has less than a Kizayis. And for this reason, Afilah Pamay Pamayim kosher because Yesh Haktar Pachusim Mikizayis. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the halacha that only when the kaimitz is burned do the shirayim become permitted to be eaten, and cites a machlokes regarding kaimitz me'emesei mati shirayim b'achila. How much of the kaimitz needs to be burned to achieve the hatish shirayim? Reb Chanina says, mishemosh l'boy esa'ur. For when the flames catch on to even part of the kaimitz, there is a hatish shirayim. While Reb Yechanan holds, mishetatzis boy esa'ur berubay. Only from when the flames catch on to the majority of the kaimitz, there is a hatish shirayim. Because the pasuk regarding burning the kaimitz states v'hikter hamizbecha, and the pasuk in Parashat Vayiras regarding Sodom states v'ine ole kitar ha'aretz kekitar akivshan, and in kivshan male kitar achatatzis ha'ur berubay, a furnace releases smoke only after the flames take hold of the majority. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yechanan from the following brisa: Dvarim shadarkan likarav balayla kugain evarim upedarim malo demaktirin mevay hashemesh u'mesachel mahalchen kalalayla kula. The parts of the karbanos that are burned even at night, such as the limbs and the fats, can be put onto the mizbech even after sundown, where they can burn for the rest of the night, because the pasuk states zayis taras ha'ayla hu ha'ayla al mikdal mizbech kol ha'ayla. And dvarim shadarkan likarav bayayim kagan kaimitz v'chulu ma'alon ha'maktirin im bo ha'shemesh u'mesachel mahalchen kol ha'ayla. The parts of karbanos that are burned only during the day, such as the kaimitz ha'mincha, must be put onto the mizbech before sundown, and they can remain on the mizbech to burn for the rest of the night, because the pasuk states zayis taras ha'ayla. But the kaimitz cannot be put onto the mizbech after sundown because it becomes possible lina. The Gemara asks, "V'ha im bo hashemesh lemishkachas l'shatatza or berubay?" If the kaimitz is put into the fire right before sundown, the fire certainly cannot catch onto rave kaimitz, and even so, the haktara is valid, and there's no pasul lina. Apparently, this is a proof to Reb Chanina that mishemash l'boy hasor. The Gemara reconciles kan liklut kan lahater. Regarding pasul lina, the haktara is valid from mishemash l'boy hasor. However, regarding Het Shirayim, the Akhtar is valid only from Mishatatzis Boyas or Berubay.